Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, doing a dictation of one of the consult I did this morning on Robinson Elizabeth. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Phone number is 402-415-7872. Date of evaluation is July 10th, 2025. Subjective data. I got an email from the comprehensive counseling, and was requested by the staff that Elizabeth has called the office on an emergency basis, want to talk to her. This morning, I talked to her on telehealth considered by Elizabeth. She described that she has been undergoing a lot of anxiety and depression for the last few days, and she believed that probably it is due to the premenopausal symptoms. She is eating all right but having anxiety, sometimes feel panicky, but denies any suicidal, homicidal ideation, denies any mood swings. I further discuss about her ongoing issues, whether it has been going on in the past also. I further discuss whether she has been any medication for anxiety and depression, especially like Prozac, Celexa, or Zoloft. She describes she does not remember. She was on examination, she was alert, oriented, time 3. Her mood was, euthymic affect was anxious, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal, homicidal thoughts or any plan or attempt. Last night she slept all right. Denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any persecuted delusion. Denies any frustration but feel like she get angry and irritable, but has not done any bad behavior. I further review all her medication. She is taking clonopin 0.5 mg on a PRN basis, Depakote 500 mg twice a day, Seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, Lamotrigine 200 mg daily, and Ingrezza 60 mg daily, Buspar 10 mg BID. I further review her medication, explain that these medications was helping her before, although she has her involuntary movement and old scanning movement has significantly reduced. I discuss maybe decrease the dose of Ingrezza to 40 mg daily, but she does not want to make any changes, period. I further discussed about a trial of antidepressant like Celexa, which not only control her anxiety and depression, although I have reviewed that not too much drug interaction can occur, but it may help her calm her down, period. She willing to take it. I discuss the risk-benefit side effect, including sometime nausea, serotonin symptoms, and exacerbation anxiety. I also discussed that she can call the office on Monday, and we'll give an appointment and we'll see face to face. Period. I also discussed my staff for getting an appointment on Monday. Period. To which she agreed. Her involuntary movement has reduced. She does not look that jittery or anxious at this time. Judgment side seems to be okay. Patient has been living with her husband, period. She wanted to have another another consultation with someone who has been giving ketamine. I further discussed that I am not dealing with the ketamine or anyone in the hospital. I will consider to transfer her to the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, to psychiatric department, which may help her if she is willing to do that. Period. I further discussed that I am going to ask the staff to give a consult, to give a letter, so that appointment can be made to the psychiatric department in University of Michigan. Patient agreed with the plan and the treatment and assessment and plan, premenopausal symptoms associated with anxiety and depression, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar mood disorder, tardive dyskinesia. Plan will start on Celexa 20 mg daily, continue with other medication as such. Follow-up appointment was given. Prognosis guided. Thank you very much for this evaluation. Bye-bye.